Activity 8C.
You spoke about using theater for health promotion. How exactly does this work?
The idea of using theater is using an interactive play, which means that first there's a short play of about a half an hour, and there's a situation, and the end is not a happy ending. Something goes wrong. And then the play is repeated a second time, except the spectators can say stop at a moment where they think one of the actors should have acted differently, and someone from the audience comes into the play, they replace one of the actors, and they react differently. For example, there's a play about violence in school, and one of the actors plays a teacher who yells at the students and is very, very strict, and the students will say stop, and they will replace the teacher and try to show the importance of being strict but not being mean or not being cruel. Or in another play about preventing sexual abuse, there's one where there's a situation where there's two teenagers, and one of them, I don't want to be stereotypical, but okay, it's the boy, he's trying to force the girl to go a little faster, a little farther than she feels comfortable with sexually, and they say stop, and someone comes in and changes the role, changes the response. Instead of having a bad ending, they change it so that the two teenagers talk to each other and are able to speak about the problem or why they don't want to do it. It's a really interesting tool, but it needs to be worked on before and after. There needs to be tools before to prepare the class for what they're going to see. And then there needs to be follow-up discussions as well with doctors, psychologists, teachers, anything.
And do you use the help of professional artists, actors or directors in working on your productions?
Definitely. Well, it's not my production. These are productions that have happened in other countries. It's always a professional theater company that works with a school, with small groups of kids, to get the base material for the play that they're going to put on. Then they go away, they write the play, they rehearse the play, and they put on the play in front of the kids. There are probably about 100 to 150 kids. I say kids, but they're anywhere from 8 to 20. So that's a pretty big age range.
And what's the general reaction?
It depends on the country. It depends on the subject matter, and it depends on who developed it. But in general, the kids like it because it's a story that was based on their experiences, and they also can go into the play and change things. It helps them realize that they have the possibility of changing things in their own life.